ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 29, Talks Between Narada Muni and King Prachinabarhi, Part 1, Verses 1 through 4. Narada Muni explains the allegory of Puranjana to King Prachinabarhi. Then King Prachinabarhi replied, "My dear Lord, we could not appreciate completely the purport of your allegorical story of King Puranjana. Actually, those who are perfect in spiritual knowledge can understand, but for us, who are overly attached to fruitive activities, to realize the purpose of your story is very difficult. O King Prachinabarhi, you must understand that Puranjana, the living entity, transmigrates according to one's work into different types of bodies, which may be one-legged, two-legged, three-legged, four-legged, many-legged, or simply legless. Transmigrating into these various types of bodies, the living entity, as the so-called enjoyer, is known as Puranjana. The person I have described as the unknown is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Master and Eternal Friend of the living entity. Since the living entities cannot realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead by material names, activities, or qualities, Krishna remains everlastingly unknown to the conditioned soul. When the living entity wants to enjoy the modes of material nature in their totality, he or she prefers, out of many bodily forms, to accept that body which has 9 gates, 2 hands, and 2 legs. And thus, one prefers to become a human being or a demigod. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. In the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, "Tribhir gunamayayar bhavayar ebhi sarvam idam jagat mohitang nabhi janati mam ebhya param avyayam." Deluded by the 3 modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance, the whole world does not know me, who am above the modes and inexhaustible. Generally, people are enchanted by the 3 modes of material nature and practically therefore unable to understand that behind all materialistic activities in this cosmic manifestation is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. When people are engaged in sinful or pious activities, they are not perfect in knowledge of devotional service. This allegorical story, narrated by Narada Muni to King Barhishman, is especially meant to engage conditioned souls in devotional service. The entire story, narrated allegorically, is easily understood by a person in devotional service. But those who are engaged not in devotional service, but in sense gratification, cannot perfectly understand it. And this is admitted by King Barhishman. And so, in this 29th chapter, it is described that by too much attachment for woman, one becomes a woman in one's next life. But a person who associates with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or his representative, the spiritual master, such a person becomes free from all material attachments and is thus liberated. How the spirit soul transmigrates from one type of body to another is nicely described in this chapter. The word ekapada, or one-legged, refers to ghosts, for it is said that ghosts walk on one leg. And the word dvipada, meaning biped, refers to human beings. Now, when one is old and invalid, the human being is supposed to be a triped, or three-legged, because one walks with the help of a stick or some kind of cane. Of course, the word chatushpad refers to quadrupeds, or animals. The word bahupad refers to those creatures who have more than four legs. There are many insects, such as the centipede, and also many aquatic animals who have many legs. And the word apadaka, meaning without legs, refers to the serpents. The name Puranjana indicates one who enjoys possessing different types of bodies. One's mentality for enjoyment in this material world is accommodated by different types of bodies. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is unknown to the conditioned soul, Krishna is sometimes described in Vedic literatures as Nirakara, Abhijata, or Avan Manasa Gochara. Actually, it is a fact that the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be perceived by the material senses as far as Krishna's form, name, quality, pastimes, or paraphernalia are concerned. However, when one is spiritually advanced, one can understand the name, form, qualities, pastimes, and paraphernalia of the Supreme Lord. And this is confirmed in chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yas chasmi tatvatah. One can understand in truth the Supreme Personality of Godhead only when one is engaged in devotional service, bhakti. Ordinary persons engaged in pious or impious activities cannot understand the form, name, and activities of the Lord. The devotee, however, can know the personality of Godhead in many respects. One can understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that Krishna's address is Goloka Vrindavana, and that Krishna's activities are all spiritual. Because Krishna's form and activities cannot be understood by materialistic people, Krishna is described by the Shastras as Nirakara, and that is, one whose form cannot be ascertained by a materialistic person. But this does not mean that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no form. It simply means that this form is not understood by the karmis, or fruitive actors. Krishna's form is described in the Brahma Samhita as Sachid Ananda Vigraha. As confirmed by the Padma Purana, Atak Sri Krishna Namadi Na Bhaved Grahyam Indriyai Sevon Muke Hi Jivadao Swayam Eva Spurati Udha. No one can understand Krishna as he is by simply utilizing the blunt material senses. However, Krishna will reveal himself to his devotees, being pleased with them because of their transcendental loving service rendered unto him. Since the name, form, qualities and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, cannot be understood by one's material senses, Krishna is also called Adhokshaja, meaning beyond sense perception. But when the senses are purified by devotional activity, the devotee understands everything about Krishna by Krishna's grace. Herein the words pumbhir, namabhir, va kriya gunai are especially significant because God, Krishna, has many names, activities, and qualities, although none of them are material. Despite the fact that all these names, activities, and pastimes are mentioned in the Shastras and understood by the devotees, the karmis or fruitive laborers cannot understand them, nor can the jnanis or mental speculators understand them. Although there are thousands of names of Lord Vishnu, the karmis and jnanis intermingle these names of the Supreme Godhead with the names of the demigods or human beings. And because they cannot understand the actual name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they take it for granted that any name can be accepted. They believe that since the Absolute Truth is impersonal, they can call him by any name. Otherwise, they maintain that God has no name. But this is not a fact, for here it is clearly stated, Nama Bhir Va Kriya Gunai. God does have specific names, such as Rama, Krishna, Govinda, Narayana, Vishnu, Adhoksaja. Indeed, there are many names, but the conditioned soul cannot understand them. Herein is a very nice explanation of how the spiritual being, who is the part and parcel of Krishna or God, accepts a material body by virtue of one's own desires. Accepting two hands, two legs, and so on, the living entity fully enjoys the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. Lord Krishna says in chapter 7 of Bhagavad Gita, Ichha Dvesha Samuthena Dvandva Mohena Bharata Sarva Bhutani Sammohang Sarge Yanti Parantapa. O Scion of Bharata, O Conqueror of the Foe, all living entities, my dear Arjuna, are born into delusion, overcome by the dualities of desire and hate. Originally, the living entity is a spiritual being, but when he or she actually desires to enjoy this material world, one comes down. And so from this episode of Srimad Bhagavatam, we can understand that the living entity first accepts a body that is human in form. But gradually, due to one's degraded activities, one falls into lower forms of life, such as animal, plant, and aquatic forms. And by the gradual process of evolution, the living entity once again attains the body of a human being and is given another chance to get out of the process of transmigration. But if he or she again misses one's chance in the human form to understand his or her position, then one is again placed into the cycle of birth and death in various types of material bodies. The desire of the living entity to come into the material world is not very difficult to understand. Although one may be born into a family of Aryans, where there are restrictions against meat-eating, intoxication, gambling, and illicit sex, still, one may want to enjoy these forbidden things. There is always someone who wants to go to a prostitute for illicit sex, or to a hotel to eat meat and drink wine. There is always someone who wants to gamble at nightclubs or enjoy so-called sports. All these propensities are already within the hearts of the living entities. But some living entities stop to enjoy these abominable activities and consequently fall down to a degraded platform. The more one desires a degraded life within one's heart, the more one falls down to occupy different forms of abominable existence. This is the process of transmigration and evolution. A particular type of animal may have a strong tendency to enjoy one kind of sense enjoyment, but in the human form, one can enjoy all the senses. The human form has that facility to utilize all the senses for gratification. Unless one is properly trained, he or she becomes a victim of the three modes of material nature, as confirmed by Krishna in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashah ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks oneself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by material nature. So, as soon as one desires to enjoy his or her senses, one puts him or herself under the control of the material energy, and automatically, or shall we say, mechanically, is placed into the cycle of birth and death into various life forms. Recorded December 15, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.